100 word stories.
Well, I woke up and read the headlines, and that sucks. Ugh. Right. Weekly challenge, 100 word stories. The topic was a pick two, single, ferret, planet, fail? I really need to make the text bigger on these things. Hard, regret, disembowel, and virtue. This really isn't a morning for this kind of thing, is it? Yeah. Well, we've got stories in from Muncie, Tom, Jeffrey, Charlie, Richard, Serendipity, Tura, Lizzie, Norval Joe, Danny comes back, and it's the Zach Man. How do you get amped up to do these things when you first thing you pick up your phone, you look, and it's breaking news, total horror show. And you look, and of course, there's going to be the finger pointing and the You know, if that had happened in Tel Aviv, people would be blaming the Jews for their own fault. You know, that kind of thing. But, you know, you're not supposed to think that. And it's going to be a little awkward with the we are all... Because if you say Floridians, you're supposed to say we're all gay. And, well, we're all Orlandoans, and that's kind of awkward to say. And what do you do? Of course, nothing is funny at this point, which makes doing these intros kind of hard. I shouldn't be saying a damn thing, and if I don't say a damn thing, well, then you're not saying a damn thing, and now you're insensitive. And it just fucked up. Will Ross said, okay, everyone, take 24 hours before pointing fingers and saying anything political, and my response is, oh, good, I can check my spelling and grammar. This is the world we live in. Now that you're in the mood for some stories, let's go ahead and start.
Greetings, Junebugs, from Munzee, here with another story for you, or perhaps a pitch for a future story. Who can say? I can say. It's a story. Let's ride. The Show by Christopher Monroe. A single ferret in the big city trying to have it all. Living, working, occasionally disemboweling other small rodents. Life was hard, but she knew that as long as she remained virtuous, she would, in the end, learn how to balance work and her tempestuous love life. As produced by David E. Kelly. Long story short, the show was not good, and only made 8 episodes before being canceled. Frankly, its failure's no surprise. What surprises me is that it was greenlit in the first place. Who on this planet thought it might work? Somebody at NBC is filled with regret. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzeeMunzee. So things end for another week, my Junebugs. And I think we can all agree. That would not be a good TV show, and NBC would probably greenlight it right now. See you next week.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And I've got updates. Story total, 8,500. Story average, a solid 16.11. Movement. Charlie vaults over both Caleb and Beauchamp to seize the 20th place, and in the process becomes the 25th golden monkey. All hail Charlie. But wait, there's more. Phil goes quad iron. That's 400 weeks in a row. All hail Phil. And on a personal note, over the last 8 days, I have finished a 10,000-word young adult work for my friend Jack's daughter. It's an adventure placing her in the role of the 16th Doctor's Companion. even built her a steampunk brass sonic screwdriver. So Phil, I'd gladly drive south to be on your show if you're doing the guest author thing. And my story this evening is called Searching, Searching, Searching. Single ferret seeks planet-based diet partner. Failed third grade, hard liquor acceptable. Regret not disemboweling my third grade nun. Virtue is its own punishment. This has to be a message to a sleeper cell. Nope. Look at it. Who would write such dribble? Robots. What? Robot emailers. Escape from Langley. Said the NSA analyst. Nice work, kid. Hand me that bug spray. Leo sprayed the kid's screen, and the email melted off the monitor. How'd you do that? Fifth level secret. If I told you, I'd have to kill you. Remember Rudy? The kid got real quiet. Read the next email. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 529, and it's a pick two. My first story is called 2 Minute Hate. The couple sat across the dinner table from one another. Neither had taken a bite of the meal.
I hate you, she said.
I hate you too.
Well, I loathe you.
I despise every single thing about you.
You are a vile chauvinist.
You're a bubble-headed wannabe feminist.
I can't stand your lax hygiene.
I resent your relatives. He checked his watch. Okay, done. Say, tomorrow is our 25th anniversary. Should we take the day off? She shook her head.
No, we'll regret it. The therapist says communication really improves a marriage.
I think she's right. Things between us have never been better. You know, I can see single in that story. For the life of me, I can't find the other pick two word. It's possible I forgot about it. Oh well, it's too late now. However, I do have a second story, and it's called Failing Up. He ran his bank into the ground. When he was made CEO of his second bank, the lesson he took from the first experience was that he needed the bank to be too big to fail. After multiple poorly conceived acquisitions, the bank didn't fail, but was purchased for pennies on the dollar. He was fired again. The president called and said his experience was needed as Treasury Secretary. Failure was now a virtue. When the Chinese foreclosed on the United States, they didn't fire him. They gave him a knife with which he could disembowel himself. The knife had a very dull blade. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week with more stories.
When I was a young man, I owned an albino ferret. I adopted the polecat from a respected ferret shelter in northwest Portland. I failed to inquire about and check the sex of the little critter, as it was moving around and squirming so much, it was hard. I regret not finding out it was a vicious male, so when I took it home, it tried to maim and eat the hands of our newborn. The virtue of having a warm, furry pet was soon lost, so we had to return little Chickaboom-boom to the ferret shelter for a refund. Number 2. He failed hard. Very hard. Attempting to come off as being a super-duper wordsmith, intellectual, and supremely clever chap, his words came off as pale, callow, twerp fluffery. His words were copied directly from his Black Studies lecture notes as he commented on a tweet post I made recently. I saw him use the same 5 or 6 words as a sharp retort to another post he disagreed with. Fail, fail. I typed his comment into Google and found the complete sentence he opened his tweet comment with, in lecture notes from an undergrad course in Black Studies at MIT.
Good morning, this is Richard, and the two topics I've chosen for this week's story are single and planet. The story's called Position Vacant. Strangest criteria for a job I've ever seen. Position vacant. Are you highly motivated and adventurous? Call now for a career that's out of this world. Only single, unattached candidates need apply. At the interview, all became clear. We're looking for settlers on Planet Z. We've got scientists, medics, and technicians. What we don't have are colonists, everyday people to get stuck in and populate the planet. Ah, I said, now I understand why you're only looking for singles. That's not the reason, came the reply. It's because this is a one-way trip. You're never coming back. And I will be coming back next week, all being well, and until then, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. You knew I'd pick Dissembel, didn't you? It is, after all, one of my favorite words, describing one of my favorite activities. Not everybody's cup of tea, I know, but it takes all sorts to make a world, and even those of us, on the fringes of polite society, have our place. Just because I like sharp knives, blood and gore, doesn't mean I'm a bad person. Although I have to admit, I'm hard-pressed to suggest something positive to say about my habits. At least I'm honest about it. And, there you have it. Honesty. It's my one virtue.
Tura Razzino here, and for this pick too, I've chosen Virtue and Disembowel. Abu Jerome's only companion in the desert was a ferret that would come and lie in the shade of his cave. One night, he walked meditating among the hills. Hearing a sudden noise underfoot, he saw how the ferret had caught a desert rat, ripping its belly open. In compassion, Abu Jerome laid his hand on the rat, which was miraculously healed, and scampered away. But God spoke out of the night, saying, "Knowest thou the ways of God? The rat's death was the ferret's life." Abba Jerome admitted his sin, but thereafter the ferret would never enter his cave.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. It's called Disemboweled Regret. The tomb was empty. Everyone panicked. The searches lasted weeks. Some believed the body was stolen, others that the lost soul would haunt a neighboring town, considering no haunted-related problems occurred. The searches were stopped. A fortnight later, a ghostly voice roared, "Do you regret it now?" Everyone recognized it. It was homeless John, who littered the streets for weeks. They asked him to leave. He refused. The town decided to solve the problem swiftly. He was back now. Every morning, someone showed up dead, disemboweled, and displayed in front of the town hall, just like it had happened to him. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzykutkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next Sunday. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 529 with the prompt of pick your nose. No, I guess it's pick two noses, or no, pick two prompts of the eight that are listed. So anyway, I'm back continuing with my Monkey Boy saga. So here's my story. "Oh, ketchup," the girl said, blushed, and sat. The door slammed open. Cherry Cola stumbled forward, collapsed hard into the seat, and stared at the other girl.
"Ferret, you're the last person on the planet I expected to see."
"I don't claim my honesty to be a virtue, and I may regret my words. I was the one who hit you in the library."
"Give me a single reason why we shouldn't call the police," Mickey said.
Ferret looked down.
"I didn't want to hurt anyone. Polecat said she would disembowel me if I failed to stop you, Monkey Boy."
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Hello, hello, Danny Dwyer. Weekly challenge 529, I assume. And I'm supposed to pick two, but guess what? I picked three. Guess which three? You'll figure it out. Let me read the story. Let's start now. I am single. With no regret. May of 1995. I was a young law school graduate who just passed a Florida bar. I had a hot girlfriend, and life on this planet was full of hope. Until I realized my first Florida girlfriend was totally psychotic. We broke up violently. Fast forward to 2011. Christmas at home with my parents and my new dog, Freddy, on Christmas Eve, when suddenly on the 11 o'clock news, my ex-girlfriend shot her soon-to-be ex-husband twice in the back of the head with a .44 Magnum. Needless to say, that closed casket funeral was not mine. And I know Danny Dwyer has a reputation of being very negative, and guess what? I'm living up to it, so enjoy that story or not. But that's my entry this week, and thank you very much for listening. And you can always visit me at dannydwyer.wordpress.com. I promise I will eventually upgrade the site, but right now, well, it is what it is. And have a good night.
This is Zachman with a Space Sea story. Although her marriage made peace with the Bug Planet Monroe, Princess Fawcett of planet Mustelidae who looked like a sexy human ferret hybrid on an old sci-fi cover, despite trying several times a day, failed to have an heir. She regretted that the virtue of emotional compatibility with the King of Monroe didn't translate into physical capability for reproduction. She asked for my help, since her doctor was pretty sure humans were compatible. I protested neither of us was single. The princess assured me a night with her is more fun than being disemboweled. I hope my wife never finds out.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Ever cried over a video game? No, not when you accidentally erase the disc or when you lose the registration key. I'm talking about crying over the video game's content. Planetfall was a text adventure with a darling childlike robot sidekick named Floyd. To help solve one of the final puzzles of the game, Floyd sacrificed himself. And that made me cry. I wanted to visit Floyd again, so I dug up my old Planetfall discs and tried to load it. But they're too old. Did I cry again at Floyd's second death? Nah, I found Planetfall online. Hi, Floyd.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the pick two there. The usual thing, one a day until the day I die, leave notes, blah, blah, blah. Next topic is clear, and that's it. Thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.